Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
Hope everybody is doing well out there.
Indeed, we do.
Some of the Earth change stuff, then please do check in daily. Yesterday, we took a day off from EE Arts and Heart's Home as we were doing some errands ourselves. And we're going to center in here. Now, this is 30 days significant worldwide. And the one we're looking at here that's highlighted is this 6.8. I've seen people quoting it as 6.7, 6.8, or 6.9, depending on the source, at 65.8 kilometers depth. And this is near the coast of Ecuador. This has basically caused a lot of damage in. It is most definitely a significant earthquake. So when we look at the Ring of Fire, which, you know, is right here all around the Pacific, right? It's 30 days. You know, what do you notice? Is it not interesting how there's nothing really in the northern part? It's all centered over here. This was that 7.0 we had just about a week. No, not even a week. It was just a few days ago, really. It was the 16th, 7.0 that we have hit over there off the Kermadec Islands. As you can see, just trailing on in Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu, Indonesia, and there was another one, 6.9. So 7.0, a 6.9. Then we had this one hit over here, the 6.8. There's nothing on the northern side of any significance. So that just makes me, you know, expect that there could be something up in that northern region, especially. It just feels like we are in a building pattern.
Most definitely, you know, everything. We have to keep looking back at that.
The earthquake, yeah, this one is not very, very shallow per se. I guess you would typify it as an intermediate depth at 65.8 kilometers deep, because we usually see the ones that cause the most damage are very shallow, like 10 kilometers or less. And this one did do significant damage. At last look, there was 14 lives lost and close to 400 injuries reported. Beautiful place, Ecuador. Ecuador right on the equator, as you see people scurrying to get out of the buildings. You know, always a good idea. Now, this was a pretty new-looking shopping area. Typically, you know, the older buildings and older houses that are poorly constructed be some of the more dangerous ones. As you see, everybody's scooting outside. This was a loading dock loaded with beer. And I know that's going to break some hearts to see all that wasted beer. And here you see in some of the city areas, bricks down, cars buried. And here you have a whole building that just slid into the water. Hopefully nobody was inside. So at least 14 people lost their lives, several wounded. Yeah, 381 last time I saw a number. And you had buildings damaged. It shook Peru and Ecuador on Saturday. So we ask you guys, please do send your prayers to everybody over there. And this you could actually see. This is really kind of cool. The earthquake waves coming on through from that quake, so far away, and yet causing that rippling effect, as you know, everything is interconnected here on this biosphere.
You know, it's almost as if it's speaking some kind of a language. It's almost as if there's definitely two-way conversation. You got to get curious about that stuff.
So do you pick up anything on this particular quake? Anything that comes through?
Again, it is communication. It feels a little more natural than not, but we'll have to wait and see.
Okay. We shall take that. Now, meanwhile, this area that was hit by the big Turkish quakes has seen a lot of flooding, and it's just adding misery and suffering on top of what was already an ample, to put it lightly there, amount of pain and suffering. This is really, really sad. Again, please do send your prayers and intentions as you see how devastating these floods are, and that car that's getting swept away there, the windshield wipers are still going, people are being rescued and pulled from the water. This is an area that was devastated by the quakes. This is over in Turkey. So we definitely pray and send all positive intentions that everyone that could be saved and rescued be saved and rescued, and may things calm down. So, you know, again, we understand in these times there's no real going back to the old normal. This is part of the washing away of the entirety of the system. And, you know, literally, as we watch everything kind of, you know, flood away there, we have a lot of strange mass die-offs. Here you have 910. Interesting that they didn't report 911, right? Dolphins washing up on the Atlantic coast of France since the start of the winter. You know, automatically you think of, well, some sort of technology, you know, are they testing some sort of military technology signals? Is this having anything to do? We know there's a massive, far away, but a massive sargassum outbreak, which is a type of seaweed, and we have red tide over in heading towards Florida, around Florida. Of course, this is on the other side of the Atlantic, but, you know, is it just a symptom of a very, very sick planet? As you see millions of dead fish washing up amid heat wave in Australia, likely low oxygen levels. Oxygen levels are something that's very interesting in many different ways. You know, we're told as we go through a magnetic pole reversal that there could be fluctuations in oxygen levels. We also understand that things are much, much bigger. Life is much bigger in golden ages and silver ages than it is in dark ages, and we have signs that there's been much higher oxygen levels in the past, and actually a much warmer planet than what we have, with much more abundant life. And it just makes you think about all those cycles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you look at things, there's people who use oxygen therapy, and they just sit there and they breathe in oxygen, and that's really good for the body. So to me, it's like natural. The higher the oxygen, the more life you're going to have, lower, and it's going to take life away.
And then again, the most abundant thing in our atmosphere is nitrogen, and yet they're all concerned with nitrogen. You know, again, there's so much going on at so many different levels in this time. It could get your head spinning, to say the least. But we utilize something called ozone therapy, which we've talked about in the past, and it does also have tremendous potential to boost the immune system. I think, again, we're always, in the dark age, we're kind of taught things that are anti-life, right? Biotics, it literally means anti-life. Instead of focusing on building, everything in this world seems to be focused on the negative. It really is a negative inside-out world, and I know a lot of people are feeling very, very tired and ready to see something new, and some are very excited. They can't wait to get to, you know, where we're going, and it's like, wake up, wake up, wake up, and you got the sleeping masses that just won't wake up. Could be really frustrating, you know. Come on, let's get going.
You know what causes that is when people are asleep and they're very, very comfortable and they don't want to wiggle because it might make them cold or uncomfortable. So, you know, it's kind of a psychological thing, and we have to keep working at it, keep working at waking up others.
Yeah, and it could be a tough job, but we gotta kind of do it, right, guys? As always, thanks for your support on Patreon and Ko-Fi. We couldn't do it without you guys. Do check out Medicinal Foods. There is a link on every video. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.